Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. I don't mean all the way back to dental school. Let's face it, that was an awful experience. But when it's all said and done, you still have questions. That's what Paul and Justin are here for. To answer your questions as your dental business mentors.
Hey everyone, it's me, Dr. Paul Etchison. And year end is coming up, and if you've got the right CPA working in your corner, well, you already know what you're going to pay in taxes, and you know that you aren't going to be surprised come springtime. I see so many practice owners putting so much time into doing their own bookkeeping, payroll, and financial planning for the year. Your CPA should be someone in your corner, providing you with the tools to help make decisions regarding running your practice. And if you aren't getting useful and timely financials, you are essentially driving a car without a dashboard. I want to tell you about Bull Moose Financial, a firm specializing in dental practices that can handle all of your bookkeeping, all your financial reports, tax and state compliance, as well as giving you tax projections well before the year end so that you can plan and make changes proactively. I worked with Bull Moose for 6 years before I partnered with MB2, and I can tell you, they know what they're doing, and I never realized how much I truly needed a dental-specific CPA until I started working with them. So stop wasting time trying to do it on your own. Let the specialists handle that part of your practice so that you can spend more time growing your business. Reach out to Bull Moose Financial at bullmoosefinancial.com, and if you mention the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, they will waive the $2,000 onboarding fee. That's a $2,000 value. That's bullmoosefinancial.com. That's BULLMOOSE Financial.
What's up, everybody? This is Dr. Justin. I'm here with Dr. Paul Etchison. We are here connecting after about a month. It's been a long break. Happy New Year to everyone. A little late by the time this episode comes out, but wishing everybody an awesome 2024.
Yeah, dude. You know what? It's been a month since we've connected, but it's been quite a long time since we've recorded. We connected because I called Justin. I bought a piece of land, and Justin is very well versed in like land investing. I didn't buy it as like an investment. I want to build a house on it. But Justin, man, you knew your stuff, dude. I mean, you were helpful, but also overwhelming at the same time. You were helpful, sure. But all the stuff that I didn't know was really overwhelming me about the land. But we got like environmental studies and board. They drill holes and they test your soil and they're like, well, it's silty loam something. And I'm like, what the hell is silty loam, bro? Yeah, dude. Anyway, closed on the property. Thank you, Justin. Thank you for doing that. And Justin, just out of the blue.
Congrats, brother.
I just called Mabu. I was like, bro, I need some help with this land. And he gave me about a good hour and 20 minutes of his time. Just for free, just because he's such a nice guy. So thank you, Justin.
Anytime, brother. Anytime. For you, anytime. Yeah.
So, but it's been a while since we recorded. So
it has.
And we've got, oh my gosh, we've got so many to choose from today because it's been so long. We picked out four. Well, I'm just going to say we record these four at a time, but we got some good ones. So the first one is somebody talking about they don't like that their hygienist comes and gets them at the end of the exam and says it's time to do it. So then they started going into the hygiene room when it was convenient for them and interrupting the hygiene cleaning. And this hygienist now does not like that at all and is giving this doctor a very hard time about it and being, it sounds like passive aggressive to me from what I'm reading. But then this doctor's saying, I talked to her about it and it changes for a little bit and then it goes back to how it is. And I talked to her about it again and it changed for a little bit and it's back to how it is. I feel the anger when I come and interrupt her cleaning. What should I do? I think this speaks to like, what do we do when we tell team members that we want things done a certain way and they're not following protocol or just, I mean, what do you think?
I think it's a two-way street. If we boil it down to the basics, it's a planning and communication problem, right? That's sort of the root cause. It's poor planning on how we're going to visit one another's homes in the middle of the day, right? And I think that happens early in the day. And then the communication piece is perhaps they haven't articulated to each other what the importance of being able to come in when they can is, really. And so to me, it's fairly straightforward. We've been down this road a number of times. Think about it. We're sitting here. If you're focused and concentrated on something, I'm not sure how all your brains are wired, but if I'm interrupted, I'm starting from scratch pretty much in my mind from where I'm at. It's very difficult for me to pick up where I left off with the same clarity moving forward if I don't have time to sort of recover because part of my thoughts are over here, part of my thoughts are over here. And if I was in the zone, it's a lot easier for me to keep that momentum going if it's not derailed or someone doesn't come in and knock me over halfway through. That being said, that doesn't necessarily apply to me being in the middle of a procedure, right? That may apply to me sitting in one place doing very thoughtful writing or creative type work. But if you're an experienced dentist, in general, we're on autopilot, if we're being honest with you.
It's true. I was just thinking that.
A lot of what we're doing, it's sort of like driving. You know, you're driving down the road. You maybe don't even remember how you got there, but you did, and it worked out really well. But if somebody asked you, you know, you've generally just taken the same route. You've generally stopped at a few lights along the way. Any issue you encountered, you typically manage that because you've seen it before. The appointments we remember the most are the appointments where there's a significant amount of stress, where it doesn't go as planned. And I think most of what we do is fairly predictable, especially if you've done it a bunch of times. So me personally, my opinion on this, Paul, is like, we should be able to go into one another's operatories whenever we need to. If we plan it in the beginning of the day, look at the schedule, not just vertically in your row, but look horizontally, identify when you're going to go in. And a lot of this is a, when I say planning, it's a scheduling consideration, right? That's one piece. The other is express to the hygienist how important it is. Like, look, I know you don't like when I interrupt because it interrupts your flow, right? And I also know that it probably puts you behind. So I'm going to make my best effort not to come in during those times. I'm going to try to come right at the beginning or right at the end, okay? And I think two things we can do is, one, we can agree on that coming at the end or the beginning is probably, you know, it's like the locomotive caboose, right? One or the other. Or agree on the fact that the hygienist is actually going to do a lot of your presentation. Like, co-diagnosis solves a lot of this, in my opinion, because the doctor, let me back up here. If the doctor is coming in and spending like 10 minutes in there building relationships and they're a very slow treatment planner, that's infuriating to anybody. But if there's co-diagnosis taking place and the doctor simply comes in for a 2, 3, maybe 5 minute period for something complicated, that's very little interruption. And if it happens at the start, at least the hygienist, when they get going and they have momentum, can finish up what they're doing and likely make notes later or likely catch up. But when it's any time, it throws things off. So the first recommendation I would have is schedule things correctly. If you do a morning huddle, discuss those situations in the morning huddle. If you see that you're in an endo and you're typically falling behind in those procedures, or when you fall behind on implants, or maybe you fall behind on wisdom teeth, I don't know what it is, but I've generally seen that doctors typically fall behind in certain areas. I mean, if a patient shows up late, what are you going to do about that? But I'm talking about the procedures themselves. So recognizing that there's factors in your control and out of your control, plan properly, talk to the hygienists and have good communication with them to express the importance of why that's there, come up with an agreement, and then roll with it. If you're interrupted and you have a problem with it, then you bet that your leadership is going to lead everyone else to have a problem with it, right? No one's more important here. So if I'm able to interrupt the appointment, they should be able to pull me out when needed.
I don't like this.
I don't like one this two-way
street.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you. But at the same time, I think it's the message it sends, right? My time's more important than yours. What I'm doing is more important than you. It's all that, the psychological stuff that matters the most. If you don't like that, don't do it. And recruit team members that are okay with that. Personally, I'm really flexible. I just give my team members the same respect that I would expect, right? Like, they need me, let me know. They'll give me like the 5 minutes, you know, the tap, tap, like I got 5 minutes, and then, you know, I'll naturally try to switch gears. I'll try to be more efficient, or I'll just let the patient know we're just letting something sit for a few minutes and I'll be back, right? I'll find natural transitions to leave. But I think really, if we summarize what I'm saying, it's to organize the thought process. It would be plan well in the beginning, communicate well with the team member, the importance of being able to do that. You can decide if you want to be a two-way street or not. I'd recommend you do. But if you do good planning, it's going to be rare that they'll need to interrupt you. That shouldn't be happening very often. Lastly, the doctor shouldn't spend a lot of time in the operatory. If there's co-diagnosis taking place, in my opinion, you shouldn't need a lot of time in there. And if you do need extra time, simply diagnose the lowest hanging fruit and let the patient know that there are other things going on here. And what we're going to do is, because you have cavities in this area or decay in this area, we're going to be bringing you back to fill that area. And when we do, I'm going to book an extra 10 minutes to go over everything else with you, right? Like, improvise in these ways. I think what frustrates everyone is that they end up running behind. They're running behind all day. I think that's probably why this hygienist does not appreciate that. And it could also be that the doctor absolutely does not tolerate them coming in. So it's like, okay, you're going to interrupt me, but I can't interrupt you. You go home on time and walk out the door. And then I'm sitting here for 30 minutes trying to catch up, apologizing to every patient along the way. That's generally what I've seen as the issue. So to me, go back to the basics and roll with that. That's probably the best thing to do. Paul, what do you think?
Hey everyone, I just wanted to share a recent success story I just heard about. 6 months ago, Dr. Dushyant Patel of Sumner Dental Group in Tennessee reached out to Relevance Marketing because he wasn't receiving a whole lot of traffic from his website or anything online. Relevance expanded the online presence by listing the dental office in all the online directories with consistent information, which is super important, fixing any errors, along with redesigning his website using content that Google upranks, all the while keeping aesthetics and search keywords in mind. They then began to publish blogs and information relevant to dentistry using the search keywords for their area. Now, in just a few months, Sumner Dental was in position number one or number two on the Google Map Pack and organic listings for almost every single dental keyword. They saw an 88.9% increase in phone calls, as well as 115% increase in interactions with their Google Business profile. Now, if you think having your phone ring almost twice as often with new patients could really change your practice, well, you're right. If you're looking for a transparent, no contracts, no BS, and results-driven online marketing program, look no further than RelevanceOnlineMarketing.com. It's who I've been using for almost 5 years. Can't say enough good things about them. Hey, mention the Dental Practice Heroes podcast and you'll get your first month free. Go to RelevanceOnlineMarketing.com to schedule your free demo today. That's www.RelevanceOnlineMarketing.com.
I am going to 100% go the other way with it. And I am going to say my time is more important. And okay, there's a little asterisk there. What I'm going to say is that I want to look at it from the patient perspective of saying, in order for us to stay on time, I need to interrupt your cleanings. And in order for you not to wait for me, I need to interrupt your cleanings. Now, let's look at the hygiene workflow. Hygienist, x-rays, clean, discuss things with patient. Patient goes out, they turn their room, bring them back. X-rays, clean, discuss things with patient. They're always doing. Whereas us as doctors, numb, wait. Wait for the patient to get in the chair. There's a lot of waiting for doctors, so there's a lot of unused time, whereas I feel like the hygienist can just continue to go. So I would say I am 100% comfortable interrupting the hygienist. I do not want to be interrupted by myself. As you were saying this, I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then you said it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm being kind of like, it's a double standard. I'm creating this double standard where I can interrupt them, but they cannot interrupt me. But that's just how we do it at my office. And it's because that it's very hard for me. If I'm behind, I can't get ahead. I need to be busy. And if I'm in between rooms, I just numb somebody and I got to sit there for 5-10 minutes. That's when I'm checking hygiene, whether or not you are finished with your cleaning or not. Now, another thing that popped in my head was that I think, like what you said, Justin, this is all a matter of communication. And it's talking about like, hey, is it okay? Like getting permission, can I interrupt you? Now, if I can't interrupt you, then you can't interrupt me. And like, for instance, like when I'm doing a molar endo, before that rubber dam goes on, I'm getting up and I'm checking hygiene because I am not going to check hygiene when the rubber dam's on. I think that just sucks. And to say that my time's more important than the hygienist's time, I don't want to say it is like, oh, I'm so high and almighty and stuff. But I've got somebody in my chair that is likely paying a significant amount of money, could be paying a significant amount of money for my attention to work with them, to have time scheduled with them. And for me to get up in the middle of that, I think it feels a lot different than me popping in to the hygienist because I'm leaving this patient. It's not the hygienist coming in to do a quick polish in between, or the hygienist is going to come in my room and check out my endo. I'm leaving. So I think there's got to be, I know it's a double standard, but I'm going to disagree with it. I think there's nothing wrong with interrupting the hygienist. But I think ultimately, like you said, it's got to be communicated. What is the expectation here? What are we cool with? And if I had somebody that was giving me a hard time about interrupting them and I said, this is how I want to do it, this is the way I want to run my office, and they kept having a problem with it, then I now have a problem with that person at my office. And because you're going to get what we tolerate. And for all the stuff we implement in an office, that seems like such a minor issue to really put your foot down on. Mm-hmm. I would wonder how good of an employee this person is.
I'm thinking to a number of different circumstances and practices and all these hygienists I've talked to over the years. And it is a common frustration that the doctor is not attentive enough or they don't get in there on time and it causes them delays. Two factors. One, they don't get in there quickly enough for them, which causes them delays. And two, when they're in there, they spend way too much time. And I bet that's what's happening here. I bet that's what's happening. So
that's a good point, because that might be the problem with the interruption.
Yeah, that's the problem with the interruption.
Like, shut up and go.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, you're done.
Yeah, you know? You're done.
I agree with you that it's not necessarily a double standard, what you're saying. I appreciate your perspective on that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, the problem is probably not them getting interrupted. It's when they do run late because the doctor's in there for too long or they didn't show up on time, right? So
more about asking, like, hey, what about this bothers you so much? Not why does this bother you?
Yeah.
Stay away from the why questions.
Start with that, right? Start with that. Like, what's the issue with me interrupting? Why does that cause you concern, or why is that an issue? And if it's a dumb answer, right? Like, and they can't understand your perspective, then I agree with you. Then maybe that's the thing to do. But I worked out of so many offices with so many different hygienists over the years, and I just haven't ran into this problem.
I haven't either.
And when I think about, I'm like, this is not something I've experienced. And quite frankly, I don't hear a lot of dental colleagues bringing this concern up either. It's not a concern I hear about. So it's why when I think about it conceptually, I'm like, that has to be it. It has to be a running late, having to justify and apologize to patients along the way, not being able to provide the right level of service, the hygienist feeling like they're having to rush their cleanings and not do a thorough enough job because of those two factors. The doctor didn't come in on time or at all. They were sitting around for 10 or 15 minutes, or they stuck around and talked too much. That's really probably the root cause there. And if this individual is listening, then I'd say look in the mirror and see if you're doing any of those two things. And if you are, that's a simple fix. It's a very simple fix. So that's it on this one. Pretty straightforward. A very uncommon problem. I haven't experienced it. Probably for those two reasons, because I show up at some point in the appointment. And you know, one thing you can do here is, here's a little tip, is get your clinical assistant and your hygienist to have a really good relationship. That always helped me. And we had a number of hygienists. And my clinical assistant, the way I operated was, I just went where I was told to go.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't try to dictate it. I always had that mentality. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, point and I will go, right?
Yeah.
You let me know, go see Tasha, go see so-and-so. Like, I'm out. I'm going to take my gloves off. I'm going to do that.
It's everything. I mean, we just had our Christmas party, like our holiday party. And my assistant, she sees me shuffling. She's like, you have to go pee. Go pee right now. That's it. That really didn't happen. But she probably could tell. She could probably tell that just how well they know me.
This guy's wiggling. He's wiggling, man.
Like you do with a 6-year-old that you're at the store. You're like, dude, do you have to go to the bathroom? They're always like, they always say no. And then like 2 minutes later, like, I do. I'm like, I knew you did. I could tell. I want to just say one more thing. Good observation. This is not a very big problem. I bet this is a small symptom of a larger kind of communication, kind of culture thing. All right. Mm-hmm. DentalBusinessMentor.com. Check out our videos, $179 a month with no contract. And we'll talk to you next time.